Move on to Qatar, which has once again lodged a complaint with the United Nations over violation of its airspace by Emirati and Bahraini planes. In a letter to the UN Security Council, Qatari authorities said a Bahraini military aircraft overflew the country's exclusive economic zone on February 28th. The letter also said that an Emirati jet approached the Qatari border on February 25th before changing course after warnings were issued. This is the third complaint filed by Doha in that regard over the past 4 months. Bahrain and the UAE are among the four nations, Arab nations that is, that cut ties with Qatar in June 2017, accusing it of supporting terrorism. They imposed economic sanctions as well as travel and transport bans on Qatar and its nationals. Doha rejects all allegations. Well, joining us live now from New York is Dr. Nasir Alomari, who is an author and political commentator. Dr. Alomari, thanks for joining us. What do you make of these continuing airspace violations?
Well, this is a conflict that is becoming diplomatic. It's becoming more and more international. And it's obvious that Qatar and the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia are having an all-out diplomatic and political war, and this will have serious consequences for all these countries. Obviously, these violations that have been reported by Qatar are just a symptom of an underlying problem that needs to be resolved. The Qatari regime, the Qatari government, is trying to pressure Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates to lift the blockade. And the only way to do this is through direct negotiations. The problem is this is, getting out of control, and there is a war being waged between these governments internationally. So this is not in the interest of their people. It's not in the interest of the region. And it's definitely, a conflict between these heads of governments that needs to be resolved.
I wonder, Dr. Alomari, who's really gaining from any of this? Because, the four countries haven't really been able to convince Qatar to bow to them, have they?
No, they haven't. And, when you look at this conflict, it's being waged now diplomatically, which is very dangerous. It's undermining the stability that these countries have enjoyed and the economic prosperity that they have enjoyed over the years. There is really no conflict between the peoples of Qatar or the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia. And these are regimes who are vying for a vision for the Middle East. On the one hand, you have Qatar, who is pushing the Muslim Brotherhood card, and you have Saudi Arabia that is scared of the Muslim Brotherhood and the Qatari government's attempts to push that agenda. So this is really about everything, but at the same time, it's about nothing. There has to be a solution to this, because this is undermining these countries and undermining the credibility of these governments in front of their own populations and people. There is no end in sight for this, and I'm afraid this might end up in a bad way if these governments continue to challenge and undermine each other internationally and regionally.
All right, Dr. Alomari, we'll leave it there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you sharing your insight with us.